Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of tonight's ball game. Now, here's your host, Matt Davis.
And welcome into Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS. It's time for Game 2 of the six-game series between the Memphis Redbirds and your Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, it's time to see how manager Darren Brown has built today's starting lineup, which is presented always by the Flame Broiler, the hottest franchise trend in casual dining, and they're expanding in Jacksonville. The Flame Broiler serves up teriyaki-flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. It's fast, it's simple, and it's healthy. The Flame Broiler, four locations in Jacksonville. And we'll start at the top of the order with the center fielder, Brian Miller. He leads off today. Peyton Burdick bats second. He's in left field. Lewin Diaz is batting third, playing first. The cleanup spot belongs to the catcher, Lorenzo Quintana. In right field is J.J. Bleday. He's hitting fifth. The third baseman, Charles LeBlanc, is batting in the sixth spot today. The D.H., Norel Gonzalez, bats in the seventh spot. Bryson Brigman inserted back into the lineup after a day off yesterday. He's playing second base and hitting eighth. Demetrius Sims, the shortstop, rounds out the order for your Jumbo Shrimp. Matthew Kent on the hill today comes in with a record of one win and one loss and a 4.35 ERA. And he will be matched up Ron Doan. Let's take a look quickly at the Memphis Redbirds order. Lars Nootbaar leads off, followed by Kramer, Robertson, and Nolan Gorman. 4-5-6, Lucan Baker, Alec Burleson, and Ivan Herrera. Connor Capel, Evan Mendoza, and Ben DeLuzio are the bottom third. Again, Angel Rondon on the hill for the Memphis Redbirds. And I'll do it for segment one and taking a look at the starting lineup for your Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Memphis Redbirds. We take a break. We'll come back, and Scott Kornberg has a sit-down interview with manager Darren Brown. We'll also take a look at the International League and the entire Miami Marlins organizational scoreboard from top to bottom. All this coming up. The Shrimp on Deck continues on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
WWGA Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WWGay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The family fun.
This is Jumbo Shrimp pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Memphis, Tennessee. The Jumbo Shrimp getting ready to kick off their series with the Memphis Redbirds. On Sunday in Charlotte, we talked with Jumbo Shrimp manager Darren Brown about his team playing really good baseball right now, and we'll pick up that conversation in a moment. This is Darren Brown joining us right now, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp manager. Darren, we saw Max Meyer yesterday, was really just sterling yet again. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the seventh inning, but you know, it just seems like this guy has reached a new level. What more do you guys want to see from him I know, like, Miami is getting closer and closer. He works his tail off. What do you want to see from him? Because it seems like he's just off to another spectacular start. Really, he's only made six AAA starts, and it doesn't really seem to affect him.
Well, I mean, he's, what, 23 years old? Just go out and keep doing what he's doing right now. There's still some things, you know, you can look at the numbers at the end of it. They didn't do a whole lot against him. But, you know, pitching inside a little bit, commanding the fastball a little bit more, putting where he wants it. The slider was really good yesterday. It's just a matter of consistency, and so far he's shown that. You know, and hopefully he does it again 5-6 days from now, but he's been really good here at the start.
So a couple different changes in AAA to start, just from a rules perspective, and I'm kind of curious about your thoughts. Obviously here in Charlotte, you've got the automatic ball strike system. You've got the pitch clock, which has seemed to make a huge difference versus the first week against Worcester to Durham, obviously to Jacksonville again, and then here. What are your thoughts on those two things that they're trying to test out and see how it goes in the early portion of the AAA season?
Well, if you look at it from our standpoint, since they started the pitch clock, we played pretty well. So, I you know, I'm clocking baseball, but at the same time, you know, I think they'll end up tweaking some of it. The 14 seconds with nobody on base happens quick. The 19 seconds when runners are on base, I don't think is really affected a whole lot. It's if you get the ball back and get rolling. There's some other things with the game, pickoff plays, signs, some other things that factor in that you just have to be aware and speed things up at what your process is. But I think overall we've handled it pretty well. I don't think if you were to average it out, we've probably had less than one call against us since it started. It hasn't been like three or four a night. So I think our guys have handled it pretty well. We do see on the other side it's affected some clubs more than others. For me, it is what it is. It's the way the rules are going to be. We need to make an adjustment, and I don't want to see it hurt our hitters at the plate by getting strikes called on them or our pitchers on the mound getting balls called. And it's just getting the ball. We understand the rules, getting there and get ready to go. You know, I feel like there's been more positive for us by approaching it that way. You know, even a Lewin Diaz yesterday that gets a walk, I just don't feel like it's affected us a whole lot. And I think some of that's the mentality of it is what it is. Let's just get the ball and, you know, try to have things in our favor as much as possible.
Hey, Darren, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Scott.
That's Jumbo Shrimp manager Darren Brown. We approach first pitch here on Shrimp on Deck on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Looking for a new place, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
From 121 Financial Ballpark, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
The pitch.
High fly ball. Deep to left. Nevin looks up. We are tied.
0-1. Williams swings. It's a high pop-up. Right side. Foul territory. Easily makes the sliding grab. The runner's tagged. The throw home. Is it time? Oh, my goodness. What a play.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
2-0, the pitch. Line shot deep into right center field. That's going to get down. It's a base hit rolling to the wall. Chavez scores easily. Pompey around second. Not stopping there. Heading to third. The relay is late. It's an RBI triple, and Jacksonville leads 2-1.
And the 0-1. Rickham Strick lifts a high fly ball to left. That one is way out of here. Ovi Rickham Strick, a grand slam.
And the 0-1.
Fastball wrapped down the line. Fair ball. Scoring from third, Burn. Pompey coming in as well. Can you believe it? It is eight last 15 games. And this one comes from Nick Fortes.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Matt Davis.
And welcome in to AutoZone Park here in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, where the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp look to stay in the win column after an 8-6 victory yesterday that saw Peyton Burdick two-run home run, Joe Dunan bring in two runs off of his bat. Fantastic day for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp being able to get a win out of the way. They did fall on Sunday against Charlotte to close out that series, but a win put them in the right side of the column, and they look to continue on that today. They'll lean on their left-hander, Matthew Kent, and he will match up with the righty for the Memphis Redbirds, Angel Rondon. Hello again, everybody, and welcome in. Matt Davis with you for game two of the six-game series is the home plate meeting between the umpires and manager Darren Brown and Ben Johnson concludes. We are minutes away from first pitch between the Memphis Redbirds and your Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. An 8-6, 11 hits for Jacksonville yesterday. Just six for Memphis. They got six runs on six hits. It was a 7-2 game for the majority of the middle parts of the game, until the bottom of the seventh, when Lucan Baker powered a solo home run to start the inning, and that really woke up the offense. And they proceeded to put three more runs on the board for a total of four. It was 7-2. That made it 7-6. Before the Jumbo Shrimp plated a run in the top of the eighth off of a balk. That made it 8-6, and the bullpen took over two-thirds of an inning from Jake Fishman, Jimmy Yadoff with a scoreless ninth. And that wrapped up game one yesterday. Again, for the Jumbo Shrimp, it'll be Brian Miller, Peyton Burdick, and Lewin Diaz, the first three in the order, followed by Lorenzo Quintana, J.J. Blade, and Charles LeBlanc. Bottom third of the order, Norel Gonzalez, Bryson Brigman, and Demetrius Sims. Matthew Kent gets the start for Jacksonville. We'll tell you more about him in the bottom of the first inning. Right now, it's Angel Rondon, the right-hander for Memphis. He will toe the rubber to start things off. Rondon, a 6'1", 205-pounder from Higüey in the Dominican Republic, features a fastball, curveball, changeup, and a slider. So far last year, he went 6-4 with a 4.58 ERA at 13 starts and 6 relief appearances for a total 19 games. This year so far, he is 1-0. He has not made a start yet. This will be his first start of the season. Rondon comes in 1-0 with a 2.84 ERA, 6 relief appearances for the young man. A total of 12 and two-thirds innings, allowing 4 runs, all of them earned on 11 hits, 7 walks, 15 strikeouts, opponents hitting .229 against him. Brian Miller will start things off, the lefty. Hitting 200 on the season, one RBI, four stolen bases. First pitch coming in, fastball outside, right at 12:05. Right on the dot, 70 degrees here in Memphis. Beautiful blue skies. Rondon from the wine. The one fastball misses outside to Brian Miller. The umpires today, Jose Matamoros behind the plate. Justin Robinson on first. Jacob Metz on third. The 2-0 home. And Miller takes a fastball high and away. And the count is quickly gone. Three balls and no strikes to start this game off. Don ready, the 3-0. And that fastball taken for a call and strike on the outside corner. Right at the letters. And 3-1. Fastball misses down, low and away for ball four. Brian Miller gets things started for the Jumbo Shrimp, a leadoff walk here in the top of the first, and now that'll bring up Peyton Burdick. Burdick yesterday, 1-for-5. Miller off first, the first pitch home. Breaking ball taken outside corner for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one to Peyton Burdick. 224 hitter with 5 home runs and 10 runs batted in. Rondon from the stretch, the righty deals the 0-1. Fastball runs way inside. Burdick has to jump and stand like a pencil with his arms straight up in the air. 1-1 to count now on Peyton Burdick. Rondon from the stretch, throwing from the third base side of the rubber. The 1-1, and Burdick swings at a breaking ball, hits a hard fly ball to left. Coming in is Alec Burleson. He makes a fantastic catch. Throw to first, not in time. They're trying to double up Brian Miller at first. What a play by Alec Burleson. And to come in and to his right, towards the line, stretched out. Great catch. And as a cannon from left field, actually pulled Baker off the bag to avoid a throwing error. So Miller still on first with a long, loud out number one. And that'll bring up the lefty swinger, Lewin Diaz. And the first pitch home, Diaz swings early out in front of a breaking ball, outer half of the plate, comes up empty, and the count is nothing and one. Lewin, a 261 hitter this season with 4 home runs. 20 runs batted in for him. Rondon kicks and deals the 0-1. Fastball misses just outside. And that runs it to 2-2 on Lewin Diaz. Redbirds in their home white uniforms. Red Memphis ball cap. White pants. The 1-1. And Diaz swings. It's a pop-up left side. That one will get out of play. And it's 1-2. Red and gold Memphis across the chest. Numbers in gold and red trim on the back along with their last names. A spin and a throw to first. Miller dives back safely. St. Louis patch on the left sleeve and a Redbirds patch on the right. Jacksonville in their navy uniforms, gray pants. 1-2. Diaz reaches out, swings early at a breaking ball, pops it up foul left side. That one will get out of play. Red and white, Jacksonville across the chest, navy numbers just to the bottom left of that, white numbers with red trim on the front and backs of the jerseys for Jacksonville. Andone ready. 1-2 again. And Diaz waves and misses early out in front of an outside breaking ball. And there's strike three and out number two in the inning. That's the first punch out for Angel Rondon. I'll bring up Lorenzo in two runs, a single and a double. Finished 2 for 5. Field playing a little bit to pull. Gorman, the second baseman, playing up the middle. First pitch home to the righty. Quintana leans back at an inside fastball. Misses the inner edge, and it's ball one. Defensive alignment for Memphis. The starting batter, Angel Rondon. Ivan Herrera behind the plate. First to third in the infield, Lucan Baker, Nolan Gorman, Evan Mendoza, and Kramer Robertson at third. 1-0. Scoreless ball game. Top of the first inning. Rondon sent the 1-0. And Quintana swings, gets into that one, hits it long, loud, deep to left, and gone! What a smack by Lorenzo Quintana. Gets things started here early for the Jumbo Shrimp. It's 2-0 off the big bat of Lorenzo. For Quintana, that's home run number 6 on the season. And his 19th hit in his 46th at-bat over his last 10 games. First pitch to Blade is a fastball for a called strike on the inside edge. The count is 0-1. 2-0, Jumbo Shrimp here early. Rondon out of the line, the 0-1. And Blade leans back at a high inside fastball. It evens the count 1-1. On the windup, the 1-1 home. And Blade swings at a breaking ball. Hits a rocket foul right into the right field seating area, right behind the tarp. And he yanked it foul. That makes it 1-2 very quickly. Blade had himself a very nice game yesterday. 2 for 5 with an RBI. 1-2. And Blade swings at another breaking ball and lines it foul. Well, we'll reset. Do the 1-2 once more. That one 373 feet off the bat of Quintana at 100 miles per hour. 1-2. And Blade takes that one in the dirt. Evens the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 2-2 home from Rondon, and Blade takes a fastball down and inside. That runs it full, 3-2. And Blade swings, hits a line drive, just foul down the first base line. And we'll resend, do the 3-2 once more. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch again. And an inside breaking pitch. Up and in to Blade. He tanks for ball four. And the inning continues for Jacksonville. Another runner on first with 2 outs for Charles LeBlanc. Now a quick conference on the mound between Ivan Herrera and Angel Rondon. Rondon, 2/3 of an inning right now, 23 pitches, 12 strikes. A little bit of breaking news. Top of the sixth in Toledo, the Worcester Red Sox lead the Toledo Mud Hens 4-0. Right now, the Woo Sox currently throwing a no-hitter. Top of the sixth inning, Toledo no hits. With A off first, Charles LeBlanc swings through a hard fastball for strike one. 0-1 the count, 92 miles per hour from Rondon. LeBlanc currently hitting 397, which leads the International League. Reached base safely in 19 of 22 games, the 0-1. In the dirt to the backstop it goes. Past Herrera, and he'll pick it up right at the edge of the backstop. Advancing to second on the play is J.J. Bleday. Probably going to go down as a wild pitch. We'll wait for the official score on that. Runner at second now. Two outs, one ball and one strike on LeBlanc. Time is called. And Rondon throwing from the third base side of the rubber. Infield and outfield straight away for LeBlanc. 1-1 home. And LeBlanc swings at a breaking ball. Bloops it foul up and over the netting. Hits the top of the grandstand roof. And we'll see if it rolls down. Might have gotten to the other side. That is a wild pitch that puts Blade on second. That scoring decision just coming in. 1-2 the count to Blade, to LeBlanc, excuse me. Two outs, runner at second. And the pitch home. And LeBlanc waves and misses at a fastball on the inner half. And that ends the inning. But the Jumbo Shrimp get on the board. Two runs on a hit. No errors and one man left on base. After the top of the first, we go to the bottom of the first with the Jumbo Shrimp on top of the Redbirds. 2-0 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Redshirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Welcome back to the bottom of the first here at AutoZone Park, downtown Memphis. Lars Nootbaar leads off. First pitch from Matthew Kent. Low-speed pitch that paints the inside corner. A strike, and it's nothing and one to Nootbaar. And Kent throwing from the third base side of the rubber. The lefty out of the line. Kicks and deals the 0-1. And that fastball paints the outside edge for a strike, and it's quickly nothing and two. Matthew Kent enters with a 1-1 record, a 4.35 ERA. And the 0-2 home to Nootbaar. He swings, it's a ground ball up the middle. Sims is there on the first base side of the infield. Fields and throws on to Lewin Diaz at first. And there's out number one in the inning. 6-3 ground out. We'll introduce to you the man as Kramer Robertson steps up. So it's Nootbaar, Robertson, followed by Gorman. 4-5-6 in the order. Lucan Baker, Alec Burleson, and Ivan Herrera. The bottom third of the order. Connor Capel, Evan Mendoza, and Ben DeLuzio. First pitch to Robertson. He takes a changeup low out of the zone. The ball one. Robertson came in as a defensive replacement for Juan Yepes yesterday. The 1-0. And He takes an off-speed pitch. This time it's at the knees on the outside edge, and it's even one ball and one strike. Ken working quickly from the windup. The lefty kicks and deals the 1-1, and Robertson swings hard. It's a ground ball left side. LeBlanc fields at third, double clutches, and throws the Lewin Diaz at first. And there's out number two. 5-3 if you're scoring along with us at home. And that brings up Nolan Gorman. Yesterday for Gorman, started the game with an RBI single, then walked and finished the day 1-for-4. The first pitch home to Nolan Gorman. He swings and inside out's a pitch. Line drive right over the netting above the third base Redbirds dugout. Defensive alignment for Jacksonville, Matthew Kent, Lorenzo Quintana, the starting battery, the 0-1. And Gorman takes fastball a hair inside, and it's 1-1. First to third, Lewin Diaz, Bryson Brigman, Demetrius Sims, and Charles LeBlanc. 1-1 home, Gorman swings late, has that off to the left side, hits the netting above the third base dugout again, and it's 1-2. Left to right in the outfield, Peyton Burdick, Brian Miller, and J.J. Bladé. 1-2 home from Kent, and Gorman swings and misses. A breaking ball in the outside corner. A 3-up, 3-down inning for Matthew Kent. He notches his first strikeout of the day, and it's Nolan Gorman. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on base here in the first. After one, nothing on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you're getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Join ByStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ByStar.
Back at AutoZone Park, Norel Gonzalez starts things off for Jacksonville. Swings at the first pitch. It's a pop-up to shallow left center, right on the lip of the infield dirt. Evan Mendoza, the shortstop, makes the call and the catch. And there's out number one. Now that brings up Bryson Brigman, number six. Brigman, 165 to center. It chases DeLuzio back, but he makes the catch. Plenty of room between him and the wall. Brigman really stung that one, but he just came up empty. And that's the unfortunate side of baseball, is it doesn't matter how hard you hit it. It just matters where you place it. And I think that is a good sign for Brigman, though. Solid contact. He just needs to find some green grass. That brings up Demetrius Sims, the first pitch to the shortstop. He takes a first pitch called strike on the outer half of the plate, and it's nothing and one. Sims, a 250 hitter with a home run, two runs batted in, and one stolen base. Rondon deals. The righty Sims takes another fastball. It's again on the outside edge, and it's quickly 0-2. 31 total pitches for Angel Rondon so far through an inning and two-thirds, the 0-2. And Sims swings and misses, and that is just what the doctor ordered for Angel Rondone. He had a 23-pitch first inning, and he only needs 5 pitches to get out of the second. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Bottom two, Jacksonville leads 2-0 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of Hall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from...
Welcome back to AutoZone Bar. For the bottom of the second inning, Lucan Baker starts things off. Makes a first pitch breaking ball over the middle for a called strike. It's nothing in one. Baker, 196 average, 4 home runs, 8 runs batted in. Kent Rennie, the 0-1. And Baker swings and misses. Goes fishing for a ball down in the dirt inside, and it's quickly 0-2. Three infielders on the left side for Jacksonville. Lewin Diaz alone on the right side. The 0-2, and Baker swings. It's a missile foul, and watch out. That one ricocheted right off of a seat back and went all the way to the left field berm. That one was hit on a dime. Outfield straight away for the hard-hitting and hard-swinging Lucan Baker. And Kent's 0-2. That off-speed pitch down and inside. Baker takes it. It's 1-2. But Lucan Baker did have a home run yesterday. Finished the day 1-for-4 with a rocket of a home run. 1-2. And he swings. It's a little jam shot flare to right field. Coming in is Blade. And then it's sinking too fast. And he'll play it off of a bounce. Lucan Baker on with a little single to get things started for the Redbirds. That's their first hit of the ball game. That brings up the lefty swinging Alec Burleson. Sometimes it's not about... And again, everybody playing rather deep against Baker. A little jam shot flare to shallow right field is the perfect spot for Baker to get his first hit of the day and the Redbirds' first hit of the day. But Kent will go to the stretch against the lefty Burleson. The first pitch is a fastball taken outside. The count is 1-0. Matthew Kent throws from two different arm slots as if 5 pitches in his repertoire weren't hard enough. Coming from two different angles makes it even more difficult. 1-0. There's a fastball running on the outside corner. Burleson takes, and it's 1-1. 2-0 lead for the Jumbo Shrimp here in the bottom of the second inning, courtesy of a first-inning Lorenzo Quintana two-run shot. The 1-1 home, and Burleson checks the swing. A little cutter hits the upper outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Alec Burleson, hitting .276 here in 2022 with 6 home runs, 14 RBIs. He does also have a stolen base. Infield playing to pull. The 1-2 will wave, throw to first, not in time. Baker just falls on the bag. That's a great move by Matthew Cannon. I thought they had him. Good slap tag by Diaz. That was rather quick. Demetrius Sims, the shortstop, playing behind the bag at second, the 1-2. Ground ball hit back to Kemp, throw to second for one. Sims the relay for two, a 1-6-3 double play, and that is a great way to get the second inning started after a leadoff single. That'll flip it right back. Not easy to have a single to start the inning, but that'll flip it back into the favor of Matthew Kemp. Put a little smile on his face. Quick off the mound. Great throw to Sims at second, and a quick relay. 1-6-3 double play. And that brings up the catcher, Ivan Herrera. The first pitch from Kent. Fastball hits the outside corner for a called strike. Nothing in one. To Herrera, hitting 261 from the right side. Only 0-1 home to Herrera. Takes fastball that's just north of the letters. It's 1-1. Herrera, another top prospect in the Cardinals organization. Slightly open stance. Left heel in the air, the 1-1. An off-speed that sails a little low. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. And talking about Matthew Kemp's two arm angles on the double play ball, actually went to the sidearm on Burleson. The 2-1 home to Herrera, and that fastball misses way outside. And it's quickly 3-1. 23 pitches, 16 strikes for Matthew Kemp. Three balls and a strike. The pitch home to Herrera, and he swings. It's a bullet on the ground, left side. That's through the hole and out to left field. A hard hit single by Herrera keeps the inning alive for the Redbirds here in the bottom of the second inning. That brings up Connor Capel. 2-0 Jumbo Shrimp over the Redbirds here in the bottom of the second inning. Two runs on one hit for Jacksonville, just two hits for Memphis. Herrera leads off first. Kent in the stretch. First pitch to the lefty, Capels, a fastball that misses down and outside. And ball one. Infield straight away. Infield a little shift on for the lefty, Capel. The 1-0. Capel swings. Hits a bullet on the ground. Second baseman, Brigman, backhands. But it does get into the glove of Demetrius Sims before Herrera got to the bag. A 4-6 fielder's choice. And that was close. Brigman actually just flipped it straight up in the air. But Sims, a tall shortstop, able to make the grab. A shutout inning again for Kent. No runs, two hits, and one man left on base. We go to the third. Still, Jacksonville leads 2-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
All right, let's go to the field. All right, it's time for the Tennessee Lottery.
Security USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
back here for the top of the third inning. Ryan Miller starts things off. First pitch he sees is a breaking ball that falls over the middle of the plate. That is nothing and one. The pitch home is a fastball that misses just a hair inside to Miller, and it's even, one ball and one strike. Rondon working quickly, the 1-1. Miller swings, gets a piece of that pitch out part of outer part of the plate. It's 1-2. Might have got a piece of Herrera. He has to walk it off. Home plate umpire Jose Matamoros walking that ball slowly out to Angel Rondon. Now he's going to dust the plate off and give Herrera a little bit of time. One ball, two strike pitch to Miller. And he waves and misses for strike three. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Rondon dating back to the second inning. Struck out Sims to finish off a 1-2-3 at the top of the second. And that brings up Peyton Burdick. Burdick flew out to the left fielder Burleson. Back in the first inning, hit a rocket. The first pitch, and Burdick takes a high pitch. Count is 1-0. One up. Burdick takes another bender. Down and outside. Quickly, two balls and no strikes. Rondon taking a little bit of a deep breath. Lines and deals the 2-0. Burdick takes a fastball at the letters on the outside corner for a called strike. And it's 2-1. 2-0 our score. Jumbo Shrimp over Memphis right now. Rondon from the wind. The righty deals the 2-1. Burdick swings hard. Hits a looper foul to the right side. That one's off the roof. And it ricochets to the lower seating ball right behind the tarp down the right field line. Two balls and two strikes to count on Peyton Burdick, who's 0-1 today. Rondon breaking pitch that doesn't break. It stays high, and it fills the count at 3-2. 41 pitches for Angel Rondon. We're 2 1/3 innings so far. Jacksonville leads 2-0 off the bat of Quintana. A payoff pitch home to Burnett. And he takes that pitch, just misses inside for ball four. And there's a nice walk with one out worked by Peyton Burdick. First runner on here in the third inning for Jacksonville, and that brings up Lewin Diaz. Diaz looking to atone for a strikeout in his first plate appearance. 5 for his last 13 over his last three games, Lewin Diaz. Now 5 for 14. The first pitch, he swings. It's a little jam shot foul right into the netting directly behind home plate. The count is 0-1. Prior to those three games, Diaz was a little bit of a struggle. He was 0-17 in his last five games before those previous three. The 0-1. That bouncing ball in the dirt, blocked by Herrera. It's even, one ball and one strike. Rondon from the stretch. 1-1 pitch. And Diaz swings and misses at a changeup that falls off the table in the dirt. And that's quickly 0-2. According to MLB.com, Ivan Herrera, the fourth best prospect in the Cardinals system. Out of the top 30, he's number four. 1-2, and Diaz tanks. Another changeup in the dirt. Another block by Herrera. Keeps Burdick at first, and it's two balls. Of the top 30, Memphis has 5 of the top 30 prospects. Actually, in the top 10, 5 of them are here. 2-2, And Diaz swings and misses again. Another changeup buried in the dirt for strike three. And there's out number two. That is strikeout number five for Angel Rondon today. And besides that Quintana two-run home run, he's looked very good today. Just the one hit. He's walked three, struck out five, one hit allowed. It was a two-run home run to this man right here, Lorenzo Quintana. At 373 feet, the first pitch, Quintana takes a slider outside. Count is 1-0. Those top five prospects that are here, Nolan Gorman, Matthew Liberatore, who will also start later this series, Ivan Herrera, Zach Thompson, and Alec Burleson. Thompson will also be seen this series. Rondon ready, the righty, kicks and deals the 1-0. Quintana reaches out at an off-speed pitch, swings, gets a piece of it, and it's chopped foul to the backstop. And it's even 1-1. Angel Rondon, top 30 prospect in the Cardinals system. According to MLB.com, he's ranked 14th. Lucan Baker at 17. Connor Thomas, we saw yesterday, 1-1. Quintana takes a breaking pitch outside for ball two. Connor Thomas ranked number 20. Rondon staring in to get the sign from Herrera, likes what he sees and comes ready. Glove at his belt. Burdick off first. The 2-1 pitch, and Quintana swings and misses early again out in front of a breaking ball on the outside corner. Two balls and two. Quintana can get very swing happy, and that's not the first time we've seen him way out in front of a pitch. It was off speed or a breaking ball. It was on the outer portion of the plate. See if Rondon tries it again. The 2-2 will wait. Time called, and they're going to call a violation on Rondon, a pitch clock violation. So the count goes from 2-2 to 3-2. Burdick will be running on the pitch now with two outs and a full count on Quintana. Rondon is ready. And he deals. There goes Burdick, and Quintana takes that pitch high for ball four. So the pitch clock violation this time working in the favor of Jacksonville. That's the first violation today, and it's another walk issued. That is the fourth walk issued by Angel Rondon today. He has five strikeouts, and he's pitched pretty well. That brings up J.J. Bladé. First pitch, and Bladé takes a slider in the dirt. Ball one. Good sliding stop by Ivan Herrera. Rondon stares in again. Runners at first and second. Infield playing to pull with three men on the right side. Outfield straight away. A 1-0. And Bladé swings and misses. And an off-speed pitch down and outside. And it's even one ball and one strike. Our score is 2-0. Jacksonville out in front off the two-run home run in the first inning by Lorenzo Quintana. Just two hits for the Redbirds, one for Jacksonville. We've got runners on first and second here in the top of the third with two outs. The 1-1, and Bladé takes a high and away off-speed pitch for ball two. Two balls and one strike on Bladé, and an absolute beautiful day for the second day in a row here in Memphis. 73 degrees. Little hazy in the sky, not really any clear. Sun is out, the rain is gone, and it's beautiful. The 2-1, and Bladé swings and misses. He was out in front of another backdoor slider, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on J.J. Bladé. He walked in his first plate appearance in the first inning. He's got two men on, two men out, and a two-ball, two-strike count. Rondon checks second, comes home the 2-2. A fastball taken high at 95 by Bladé, and that runs the count full at 3-2. The runners will most likely be taking off yet again. Rondon sent, glove at the belt. And he kicks and fires in the payoff pitch, and Blade takes outside for ball four, and the bases are now loaded. There is a right-hander that appears to be getting loose in the bullpen for Memphis. Now, Ivan Herrera making a slow walk out to the mound. There's no action in the dugout yet. And now there appears to be some movement from the dugout. It appears that pitching coach Dernier Orozco will come out and chat with Ivan Herrera and Angel Rondon. Burnick will start at third. Quintana at second. And Blade is on first. The inning started with a strikeout of Brian Miller, then Peyton Burdick worked a walk. Rondon was able to fight back and strike out Lewin Diaz for his fifth strikeout of the day, and then he proceeded to walk the next two hitters, Lorenzo Quintana and J.J. Blade. Right now, he's thrown a total of 3 2/3. Pitches. The first pitch to LeBlanc. The fastball at 95, taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Almost at 60 pitches. 33 strikes now for Rondon. 59 pitches. Bases full of Jumbo Shrimp. Charles LeBlanc, one of the top hitters not only in the Jumbo Shrimp but in the International League this season. The 0-1, LeBlanc waves and misses, and a breaking ball on our half of the plate, and it's 0-2. That's 0-2. He's gotten the previous two batters to two strike counts, but they've worked walks. The 0-2 to Charles LeBlanc, and he swings and misses. Down in front of a slider, that's strikeout number 6. And Angel Rondon works himself into and out of trouble. No runs, no hits. And three men left on base for the Jumbo Shrimp as we go to the bottom of the third, with Jacksonville leading 2-0 over the Redbirds on Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at Jack's. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Tickets must be redeemed in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to the bottom of the third here at AutoZone Park. Evan Mendoza starts off the inning, takes a first pitch fastball, little outside, ball one. Righty swinging Mendoza comes in hitting 271 with 3 home runs. 1-0. That pitch misses inside. A breaking ball from Kent. This is around the shins of Mendoza for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Kent from the wine, the 2-0. Mendoza swings. It's a little hard ground ball left side. Sims has it at short, collects, and throws on for the first baseman, Lewin Diaz. And there's a 6-3 ground out to get things started for Matthew Kent. The Memphis half of the third inning. That brings up Ben DeLuzio, 246 hitter. Yesterday, DeLuzio finished the day 0 for 4 with a pair of punch-outs. Kent starting off this at-bat with a fastball, and that one hits the outside corner. And it's nothing and one to Ben DeLuzio. The 0-1 home from Kent, and a check swing ground ball trickles foul down the base Jacksonville dugout, and it's quickly 0-2 with one away. So far this season, Matthew Kent, 5 appearances, 3 starts. This is his 4th. And the 0-2, and DeLuzio swings, hits a liner left, and that one's down and rolls into the glove of Peyton Burdick. Splitting the hole between Sims and LeBlanc, there's a one-out single for Ben DeLuzio. He's 1-for-5 so far this series. Now the top of the order, Lars Nootbaar. As you can tell, a fan favorite here in Memphis. He's 0-for-1 so far today. Grounded out to the shortstop Sims to lead off the bottom of the first. And Kent's first pitch home is a fastball that misses a little high and outside for ball one to Nootbaar. Lars hitting 208 on the season with just one RBI and one stolen base. DeLuzio gets a leadoff first. Kent watching him closely and makes a move to first. No tag applied. DeLuzio back in safely. The 1-0. And Nootbaar swings and misses early out in front of a breaking ball in the outer half of the plate, and it's 1-1. Well, the arsenal for Matthew Kent, fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, and a cutter. And again, he throws from 2 different arm angles, so it's almost like you're seeing 10 different pitches. 1-1 home. There's the sidearm, and Nootbaar swings. That pitch was heading inside, and that was looked like more of a defensive swing. As he fouls it off, first base dugout, and it's 1-2. Set makes a move to first, not in time. Tag applied by Lewin Diaz. And 1-2, runner goes. Swing and a miss by Nootbaar. Throw to second, not in time. Sliding in safely was DeLuzio. Stolen base. Nootbaar goes down swinging for just the 2nd strikeout of the day for Matthew Kent. With 2 outs in the inning, and Kramer Robertson steps into the right-handed batter's box. He's 0-for-1 today. First pitch home to the righty, Kramer Robertson. He swings, it's a little pop-up foul up and over the grandstand roof, directly behind home plate. It's 0-1. Ken ready. The 0-1. And Robertson turns inside as that fastball passes near his elbow. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike to Kramer Robertson. The pitch home. He swings. It's a bullet. Pass to diving LeBlanc. That's into the left field corner. Around third, coming home is DeLuzio. Robertson pulls into second just ahead of the throw. And it's an RBI double for Kramer Robertson. And that ties the game at one here in the bottom of the third inning. Luzio goes first to home on the double by Robertson, and we are tied once again. Four hits for the Redbirds. It's 2-1. And Gorman swings. It's a bouncing ball. Sliding stop by Diaz. Throw to first, and Matthew Kent covering for a very smooth and slick play to end the inning. Redbirds do get one run back on two hits. No errors committed. One man left on the base. To the fourth we go with Jacksonville leading Memphis 2-1 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Office is Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp Nation, are you all ready for a dynamite night at 121 Financial Ballpark? Well, on Saturday, May 14th, the first 2,000 fans of the ballpark will receive a Rex the Beach Boulevard Dino Bobblehead, presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and RJ Young. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Welcome back to AutoZone Park in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. The day for Angel Rondon is over. He goes three innings, allows two runs on one hit, with five walks and six strikeouts. And the new man into the ballgame for the Redbirds is the righty reliever, James Nail. He'll deal with the 7-8-9 bottom third of the order for Jacksonville, starting with Norel Gonzalez, who's 0-1. Infield playing to pull. The righty Nail kicks and deals the first pitch. Fires a fastball at 92, low and outside. The ball one. James Nail, a 6'4", 185-pound right-hander from Charleston, Missouri. The 1-0. And Gonzalez swings, rips a fly ball to left. Burleson on the run, can't get it. One hops off the track into the big video board wall. Throw in just is late as Norel Gonzalez slides in just ahead of the throw with a leadoff hard hit double to begin the top of the fourth inning. And it's the 4-4-4, 4-4, 4-4 fourth inning, which is brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. The number to call is 904-444-4444. 4-4, Phillips and Hunt, committed to justice. Now Bryson Brigman steps in, a hard hit fly out to center field his last time. Maybe he can find some nice green grass out there in AutoZone Park. First pitch, and Brigman takes an off-speed pitch inside. The count is 1-0. Righty's hitting 263 against Nail. Lefties, the average will jump a little bit. They were hitting 268. Before that double by Norel Gonzalez, the 1-0, Brigman swings, hits a bouncing ball left side. Mendoza, the shortstop, charges, throws on the run, and they get Brigman. Norel Gonzalez stays put, a 6-3 ground here in the top of the fourth. And brings up Demetrius Sims. Sims 0 for 1. And the first pitch, he swings. It's a fly ball to right. Cable back. He's on the track. Makes the catch in front of the wall. Gonzalez tags from second. He advances to third safely. That's a long, loud fly out by Demetrius Sims, and he didn't miss that one by much. No wind to speak of, unfortunately. You had to think if there was some wind, might have given it a little boost and pushed that one out of here. But and that one just ran out of gas right on the warning track, about 2 feet in front of the wall, right down there, 322 feet away. We go to the top of the order for Brian Miller, who's 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout. He's got Narel Gonzalez at third, the first pitch, and Miller takes a fastball in her half of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Six total pitches for Nail so far in his first inning of relief. Rondon finished with 61 pitches, the 0-1. And Miller swings, hits a ground ball up the middle into the shift. The shortstop Mendoza there throws on to Lucan Baker at first. And that ends the inning. So a quiet inning besides a leadoff double for Jacksonville. Nothing else to speak of. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jacksonville still holding on to that one-run lead. It's 2-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. Baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Welcome back to the bottom of the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning, which again is brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com, the number to call, 904-444-4444. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning, again, Phillips and Hunt are committed to justice. It'll be the middle third, 4-5-6. To get things started, the first pitch to Lucan Baker. Takes an off-speed pitch right at the knees for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Jacksonville leads 2-1 over Memphis as Kent deals the 0-1 pitch home. Baker tanks, and that off-speed misses outside, and the count is even. One ball and one strike. 42 pitches for Matthew Kent, 29 strikes. 1-1 home to Baker. He swings, it's a hard shot left side into the shift. Demetrius Sims, the shortstop, makes a glove catch off the bounce and throws on the run to first. And there's out number one. He brings up Alec Burleson. And Burleson actually made his debut with Memphis at ECU in Greenville. First pitch, lefty Burleson swings, it's a ball against the shift left side, gloved again by Sims, throw across his body in time, and there's out number two. Apparently they made a huge deal, the Durham Bulls did, when they found out that Burleson was going to be playing there, and besides the other Redbirds players, Burleson was the only one getting cheered for. He is beloved in that area. When he made his debut there, Twitter went wild with Pirate Radio, the official radio partner of ECU. Ivan Herrera comes in, takes the first pitch fastball for a strike of the knees, It's nothing in one. They really welcomed him back with open arms. So proud of that young man for what he did at ECU, making his AAA debut at Durham. And the 0-1 to Herrera misses outside. The count is even. One ball and one strike. Here today, he's 0 for 2. Ivan Herrera, 1 for 1. He singled back in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch, and Herrera swings, hits a booming shot on the ground to the left side. Sims again has it at short, throws on to first, and that ends the inning. Three ground balls right to Demetrius Sims at shortstop. No runs, hits, nobody left on base. We go to the middle parts of this game, the fifth inning up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Redshirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Two, three, four hitters in the order for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Peyton Burdick to start things off. And against James Dale, out for his second inning of relief work. First pitch to the righty, Burdick, and it's a breaking ball taken down and inside for ball one. Today, Peyton Burdick, 0 for 1, walked in the third, hard fly out to left in the first. The 1-0, and Burdick swings, it's a high ground ball up the middle. There is Mendoza to cut it off, throws on the run, and there's out number one. The last four outs, including the bottom of the fourth inning, they've all been hit to the shortstops. Demetrius Sims had all three outs made in the bottom of the fourth inning. In the first down here, Evan Mendoza, his counterpart, makes the first down as Lewin Diaz comes to the plate. 0 for 2 with a pair of punch outs. The first pitch, he takes a fastball down and away. The count is 1-0. Just two hits for the Jumbo Shrimp. Two runs on two hits. One run on four hits for Memphis. Infield playing to pull to Diaz, and the lefting ball down and inside. And that evens the count 1-1. Well, three men on the right side, one on the left. Nail Rennie, the 6'4 righty, kicks and deals the 1-1, and Diaz checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Able to hold up, says the third base umpire, Jacob Metz. Another breaking pitch, burrowing down and inside to Lewin Diaz. And it's 2-1 now. One out in the inning. Nail Rennie, deep breath, the 2-1, and Diaz swings hard, and another off-speed pitch, outer half of the plate, comes up empty, it's 2-2. So far this series, Diaz has really been out in front of a lot of off-speed pitches and breaking pitches. He's really trying to smack one out. The 2-2, another changeup taken in the dirt, good take by Lewin, and it's 3-2. Pitchers are throwing him a lot of soft stuff because he hits the fastball so well. That's been a little bit of a hard time of him trying to make solid contact with the off-speed pitches. 3-2. Fastball misses inside for ball four, so Diaz does get a fastball, but he smartly holds off, and he works his way on base for the first time today with a one-out walk here in the fifth inning. Brings up Lorenzo Quintana, providing the only offense today so far. He was the first hit, first RBIs driven in. Two-run home run in the first inning. First pitch home, and Quintana checks his swing. Slider away, called ball one. Quintana, another guy that we've seen so far in this series, besides that home run, he's got a lot of soft finesse pitches outer half of the plate. He's been in front of all of them. 1-0. Check swing and a slider in the dirt outside again. Did he go? No, he did not. First base umpire Justin Robinson on the call. Two balls and no strikes. Jumbo Shrimp hitters, some of them are just very swing happy. They're eager to... And they'll be darned if they're not going to swing at almost everything. Good takes by Quintana. The 2-0 swings. It's a soft ground ball. It actually hits off his foot in the box. It's 2-1. Herrera, like a crouching tiger out of the backstop, was ready to throw it on to first, but it's called a foul ball. Two balls and one strike on Lorenzo Quintana. He's 1-for-1. Two plate appearances. A two-run home run in the first. A walk in the third. Diaz leads from first for the 2-1 home. Quintana swings at a changeup, fouls it to the backstop, and it's 2-2. Lorenzo hitting at 342 this season, 6 home runs, 20 runs batted in. Infield playing a double play deck. Nail set, the 2-2. Quintana takes inside, a fastball off the edge, and it's 3-2. Back-to-back full counts worked by the Jumbo Shrimp hitters. Nail at 20 pitches so far. 3-2, runner takes off. Quintana swings. It's a fly ball to center. DeLuzio chasing after it. Makes the catch. Diaz has to go back to first. The throw is offline, and it pulls Lucan Baker off. It's the second time that the Redbirds have tried to double up the Jumbo Shrimp on a fly ball to center. Now Quintana did put a charge into it, but just ran out of energy halfway into center field, and then DeLuzio able to flag it down. Now it's J.J. Blade to the plate, who in two plate appearances has no official at-bat. He's worked two walks. The first pitch home to Blade takes fastball at 91 just off the edge outside, and it's 1-0. Infield playing to pull. Up the middle is the shortstop, Evan Mendoza. Nolan Gorman playing just outside the infield dirt, right where the outfield grass converges with the dirt. A 1-0 home, and Blade takes a fastball down and away for ball two. 2-1 our score here on the top of the fifth inning. Nail calls time. He wants a new ball. On deck is Charles LeBlanc, 0-for-2, with a pair of strikeouts. Blade looking for his first hit. Again, he went 2-for-5 yesterday with an RBI. Also doubled. Outfield straight away for J.J. Blade. The 2-0 home, and J.J. swings and gets a piece of that off-speed pinch, fouls it off, and it's 2-1. Blade, a Vanderbilt product, went to high school in Pennsylvania and in Florida, moved to Florida halfway through high school. 2-1. Lede checks his swing, but it's called a strike anyway. Fastball at the knees, and it's 2-2. Was a swimmer growing up. Got involved in swimming because of his older siblings. Actually set 6 state records in Pennsylvania. Pickoff attempt at first. Diaz backstanding, no tag. Actually broke some of his older brother Adam Blade's records, and Adam Blade, now a pitching coach with the Baltimore Orioles in their complex team. 2-2, and Blade swings. It's a little flare to right. Coming in is Campbell. He'll play it off a bounce. Diaz heading to third. The throw is cut off, and Lewin Diaz slides in safely. It's a single for Blade. Going first to third was Lewin Diaz with 2 outs. And the Jumbo Shrimp now have runners at the corners here in the fifth. JJ actually also attributed his competitive edge to swimming. Went from swimming, he was a pitcher growing up. Then he took that mentality, did not like having to wait to play, wanted to play every day and then transitioned to a hitter growing up. As Charles LeBlanc steps in, swings at the first pitch a little. Lewin Diaz leads from third. J.J. Bladé leads from first. 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning. 2-1 Jumbo Shrimp lead. The 0-1 home. Bladé takes off. LeBlanc swings and fouls that off to the backstop, and it's 0-2. Bladé will go back to first. Might have had the hit and run on. Pulling Nolan Gorman to the bag at second to cover. LeBlanc had a wide open gap on the right side. We've seen him go the other way. Charles able to hit to really all fields. First and third, 0-2 the count now to LeBlanc. The pitch home. And Charles tanks fastball low below the knees for ball one. 7 total hits so far this game. 3 for Jacksonville, 4 for Memphis. With the Jumbo Shrimp holding a 2-1 advantage over the Redbirds. 75 degrees, partly cloudy. Sun hiding behind some clouds. 1-2, Bladé off again. LeBlanc swings. It's a bouncing ball foul down the third baseline. We'll reset to the 1-2 pitch once again. A little tiny breeze. It has not been that windy today. Yesterday, the wind was swirling all over the place. Not really blowing in any one direction. It was just swirling overhead. As Scott Kornberg would say, not even a zephyr out here today. 1-2 to LeBlanc, and he swings and hits a line drive. That's down into left field. Diaz scores. Bladé on his way to third. LeBlanc, a big turn. He's on to second without a throw. And it's an RBI double for Charles LeBlanc. And the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp extend their lead. It's now 3-1 in the top of the fifth. Great piece of hitting by LeBlanc. 1-2. Got a pitch inside. Got his hands inside. Kept his bat head field for a double. It's 3-1. Runners at second and third for Norel Gonzalez, who doubled his last time up to start the fourth inning off. Infield will play to pull again. 3 to the right side. Nolan Gorman in shallow right field. First pitch. Gonzalez takes a slider that works its way over the middle of the plate. The count is nothing and one. And Gonzalez, 297 hitter with 4 home runs and 15 runs batted in. 3-1, Jacksonville, top of the fifth. The 0-1. Gonzalez backs out of the way. A fastball inside low, evens count 1-1. 2 outs in the inning. Shortstop Evan Mendoza pulled to the first base side of second. Kramer Robertson alone on the left side. Now Nail steps off. They're going to reset the pitch clock. A little bit of a humid day outside as Nail takes his cap off, wipes the brim, wipes his forehead with his sleeve. Now he's back on. 1-1. And Gonzalez takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Another sliding smother by Ivan Herrera. Avoids a wild pitch. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Two outs in the inning. Bladé from third, LeBlanc from second. 4 hits for both teams. Jacksonville leads 3-1. The 2-1 home. Gonzalez swings hard through a changeup outside edge. And it's 2-2. Bryson Brigman on deck. A couple of hard hit balls, but he's just come up empty today. A 2-ball, 2-strike count on Gonzalez with 2 outs. The pitch. And he swings. It's a little pop-up. Shallow center. Mendoza under it, makes the call and the catch, and that ends the inning. But the Jumbo Shrimp are able to play to run on 2 hits. No errors committed, 2 men left on base. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Jacksonville leads 3-1 over Memphis on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network. Yes.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Welcome back into AutoZone Park. Top, bottom of the fifth now. Bottom third of the order, Connor Capel, Evan Mendoza, and Ben DeLuzio set to face Matthew Kent. First pitch home, and Kent drops an off-speed pinch on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Jacksonville leads 3-1 over Memphis. The 0-1, sidearm curveball falls off the table, and it's taken for ball one. One ball and one strike now. The 1-1, and a swing by Capel, just foul by about 4 feet. Not very much. That's one ball and two strikes now. Connor Capel. The 1-2. A swing and a ground ball right side. Brigman has it at second. Throws on to Lewin Diaz covering the bag. And there's out number one in the inning. Matthew Kent has now retired 5 consecutive Redbirds this game. Brings up the righty swinging shortstop Evan Mendoza, who's 0-1 today. And Kent spins a breaking ball in the inside corner for a called strike to start this at bat off, and it's 0-1. Mendoza swings. It's a high towering fly ball to left, but he yanks it foul. That one is way out of here. Had home run distance, but just out in front of that off-speed pitch. And Santa's just a long, loud foul ball, and it's 0-2. Infield and outfield straight away for Mendoza. From the third base side of the rubber, Kent's 0-2, a little Ephus. Swing and a weak ground ball hit. Left side, LeBlanc Fields makes a running throw on to first. And there's out number two. 6 consecutive batters retired for Matthew Kent. And that brings up Ben DeLuzio, who singled his last time up. That was in the third inning. DeLuzio's been a little busy in center field. A single, a stolen base, a first pitch home. Kent fires a fastball, missing outside for ball one. Pitch home, and a swing by DeLuzio. Fly ball to right, and it's tailing foul, and it lands about 5 feet outside the right field line. And bounces into the right field berm. One ball and one strike, 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jacksonville leads Memphis 3-1. The pitch home. And DeLuzio takes a bender that misses a little high. And it's 2-1. Two outs in the inning. And no sign of activity in the Jacksonville bullpen out in right center. The 2-1. DeLuzio swings. It's a hard ground ball, just foul on the third base line. Looked like it hit in fair territory. LeBlanc picks it up, though, in foul territory. Jacob Metz, the third base umpire, calling it foul. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kent Rennie, the pitch home. Sidearm and a swing by DeLuzio. Lazy fly ball to right. Blade comes in, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. 7 retired consecutively by Matthew Kent. And we go to the 6th. Jacksonville leads 3-1 against the Redbirds on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. UHM for you, or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Back for the top of the 6th here at AutoZone Park. Tyson Brigman will start things off. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters in the order for Jacksonville. James Nail still on the mound for Memphis. The first pitch home to Brigman. He takes an inside fastball, and the count is 1-0. Brigman fly out, hard fly out to center in the second inning, and a hard ground out to the shortstop in the fourth. 1-0. It takes a little breaking ball over the outside edge of the plate, and it's taken for ball for strike one. 1 ball and 1 strike, the count on Brigman. Robertson, the third baseman, playing in. 1-1. And Brigman tanks. That fastball hits the outside corner at the knees, and it's 1-2. 8 hits, 4 for both the Redbirds and the Jumbo Shrimp, but Jacksonville leads 3-1 here in the top half of the 6th. 1-2. Brigman takes the ball that bounces 2 feet before home plate, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nail at 40 pitches, 23 strikes thrown. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Nail Rennie on the mound. The pitch home, and Brigman tanks another bender that's outside low, and the count is full, 3-2. A little bit of a tight zone shown by Jose Matamoros today. Nail set, payoff pitch. Brigman swings, it's a high bouncing ball left side. Mendoza fields it short, throws on to first, beats Brigman by a little over a foot and a half. And there's out number one. That'll bring up Demetrius Sims, who's 0 for 2 today. Infield and outfield straight away for Sims. He's got a flyout and a strikeout today. First pitch home. Sims swings. It's a hard shot. Back up the middle on the ground, and that's out to center field. First hit of the day for Demetrius Sims, and it comes with one out here in the top of the 6th. And to think that that hard fly out to right was a sign of good things to come. Just missed a home run, not by much, just a couple of feet. He comes back here in the sixth with a hard hit single, back up the chute to center. And we go to the top of the order for Brian Miller, who's 0 for 2, but he's been on base one time. First pitch home. Miller swings, lifts a fly ball to left. On the run is Burleson. He can't make the catch. Dives and it kicks off his glove. Sims on his way to third. He'll stop there. And Brian Miller pulls into second, standing with a double. That one just out of the reach of Alec Burleson. He's made a couple of good plays out there. Robbed Peyton Burdick of a hit with a sliding catch in the first, and he almost had his second highlight of the day here in the sixth inning. That brings up Peyton Burdick. Infield comes in with one out. Outfield playing moderately deep, but yesterday. Nails first pitch home, and Burdick swings. It's a ground ball off the glove of Robertson. He recovers, throws home, and Sims is tagged out. Burdick does reach first. Hard hit ball by Burdick. Robertson might not have been expecting it, but it kicked off the heel of his glove, but popped up right to him. And he was able to catch Sims for the 5-2 fielder's choice. That's how Burdick reaches. Again, Sims out on the 5-2 putout. Miller stayed at second, so there's two outs in the inning. Runners at first and second for Lewin Diaz, who takes a first pitch slider down in the dirt for ball one. And 3-1 our score today. Jacksonville leading. The Jumbo Shrimp today, just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. One ball and no strikes. Nail set. The righty deals to Lewin Diaz, and Lewin swings. It's a ground ball into the shift to the right side. Baker, the first baseman, fields it himself and takes it to the bag for a 3-unassisted to end the inning. No runs, two hits for Jacksonville, no errors, and two men left on base. To the bottom of the sixth we go here in downtown Memphis. The Jumbo Shrimp lead 3-1 over the Redbirds on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets, Canines, and Crustacean Dog Days. Fans are encouraged to bring June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's another Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway. Hey, Crustacean Nation, make sure you are one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on Saturday, July 9th, for our Comic Hero Hawaiian shirt presented by Swisher. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Back here at AutoZone Park for the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-1 Jacksonville. It's the top of the order for Memphis. Lars Nootbaar, first pitch he sees from Matthew Kenn is a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Ken out of the wind, the 1-0. Sidearm, and Nootbaar swings. It's a bouncing ball foul, first baseline, and it's even 1-1. One. 1-1 home from Kent to Nootbaar. Another sidearm pitch, and that breaking pitch misses. A little bit outside for ball two. Tough strike zone for Matthew Kent here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A 3-1 lead. Pitch home to Nootbaar, and he takes. Sinker running, and it evens the count 2-2. Two-two pitch from Kent. Another sidearm. Nootbaar swings. It's a ground ball right side. Brigman fields right on the edge of the dirt in the infield and throws on to Lewin Diaz at first for out number one. Eight consecutive banners retired now for Matthew Kent. All started with the final out in the third inning. That brings up Kramer Robertson now. Robertson today, 1-for-2, the pitch home. He takes a backdoor breaking ball over the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Jacksonville. A run on 4 hits with no errors for Memphis, the 0-1. And Robertson takes a backdoor cutter for a call, strike, and it's 0-2. Yesterday, Memphis committed 2 errors. Today, a much cleaner defensive game. Kent winds and deals the 0-2. Robertson swings. It's a line drive through the hole on the right side between Brigman and Diaz for his second hit of the game, and that's where his streak will stop. So 8 consecutive batters retired for Matthew Kent, and that's where it stops with a single by Kramer Robertson with 1 out in the top of the 6th inning. That brings up a dangerous hitter in Nolan Gorman. Again, a 2-run lead for Jacksonville. Not very much with these kind of hitters in this Redbirds order. Infield playing to pull. The first pitch to the lefty, Gorman, is a pitch that misses just north of the letters. Memphis across the chest, and it's 1-0. 3 infielders on the right side of second. LeBlanc alone on the left side. Kent set. Robertson at first, the 1-0. Sidearm fastball misses well outside. The ball 2 to Nolan Gorman. On deck as Lucan Baker hit an absolute moonshot yesterday. So did Juan Yepes, but Yepes, right after the game yesterday, was promoted to St. Louis. So he's with the Cardinals as of this moment. A quick conference on the mound between Lorenzo Quintana and Matthew Kent. It adjourns. Quintana back behind home plate. 2 balls and no strikes to Nolan Gorman, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground down on his line. Robertson leads from first. 1 out in the bottom of the 6th inning. And Kent's pitch home. Gorman swings. It's a high towering fly ball. Not deep. Center field. Coming in is Miller. Camps under it and he makes the catch. And there's out number 2 in the inning. Brings up Lucan Baker, the Paul Bunyan-like first baseman. Looks like he was carved out of a mountain. Today he's 1-for-2 with a hard hit single. From Houston, Texas, the pitch home. Swings, it's a hard ground ball left side. Sims fields in the hole at short, throws to Brigman at second for a 6-4 fielder's choice to end the inning. A quiet sixth inning for the Redbirds, no runs, a hit, and one man left on base. We go to the 7th, the final third of this ball game. Jacksonville leads 3-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Eamon Oso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
Back here for the top of the seventh. Here at AutoZone Park. New man on the mound for Memphis, Kyle Ryan, the lefty. First pitch to Lorenzo Quintana, and Lorenzo takes the first pitch fastball down the middle for a strike. It's nothing and one. James Nail, three innings of relief, a run on five hits allowed with one walk. No strikeouts. Ryan ready, the pitch home, and Quintana reaches out, swings. It's a looping pop-up foul off the light pole. And that's going to roll back down to the lower bowl seating area right behind the first base dugout. And it's quickly 0-2 to Lorenzo Quintana. 0-2 pitch home. And Quintana moves his back right foot out of the way. Breaking ball thrown too far down and inside. One ball and two strikes. Ryan, a 6'5", 215-pound lefty from Auburndale, Florida. Signed with the Cardinals in 2022. 1-2, and Quintana again takes another breaking ball that bounces before the plate. Evens the count 2-2. He runs on six hits with no errors. Hits with no errors for Memphis. Ryan set. Lee 2-2, and Quintana swings. It's a bullet past an outstretched glove of the second baseman, Nolan Gorman. Right back up the middle, out to center field. And Lorenzo Quintana has his second hit of the day. The third time he's been on base. He's got a home run and a single for J.J. Bladé to come to the plate. Ryan is sitting just 154 against Kyle Ryan. That average will jump a little bit with Quintana's single. As J.J. Bladé steps in, one for one with a pair of walks today. First pitch. Bladé takes an outside corner fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lefties against Kyle Ryan. This is a little bit outstanding. They're hitting 381 off of the southpaw. Don't see that very often. 0-1 pitch, and Bladé takes a slider down and outside, evens the count 1-1. Been a real pitcher's duel. 12 hits, but they've been really hard to come by. Just 4 runs, as opposed to yesterday, where 14 runs crossed the plate. They won one, and Bladé backs out of the way in an inside fastball. It's 2-1. 17 hits yesterday, 14 runs, 2 errors. Today, 4 runs on 12 hits. Jacksonville has struck out 6 times, Memphis just 2. A 2-1, and Bladé takes a fastball down and outside for ball 3. Well, Bladé, very close to earning his third walk and his fourth time on base today, excuse me. On deck is Charles LeBlanc. RBI double in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-3. Ryan set on the hill, the 3-1, and Bladé swings and fouls that pitch to the backstop. Like a breaking ball or an off-speed pitch, just a little out in front. Well, Quintana out to a lead at first. Ryan set payoff pitch, and Blade swings. It's a weak ground ball. Gloved by Ryan. Throw to second for one. Relay to first in time. The Redbirds turn a 1-6-3 double play. And that'll make Kyle Ryan smile on the mound. That brings up Charles LeBlanc. 1-for-3. RBI double in the fifth inning. Infield and outfield straight away for the righty swinger LeBlanc from Quebec City. The first pitch, off-speed pitch taken down and away for ball one. And LeBlanc went 2-for-3 yesterday. He's hit safely in 19 games. He swings and misses, though, with that pitch. Breaking ball burrowing down and inside. The count is 1-1. 22 games for that he's played in. He's reached base safely in 19 of them. Ranked second in the International League in batting average. 1-1, and he backs out of the way at an inside fastball for ball two. Hitting 395. OPS is 1.146. The 2-1 home, and LeBlanc backs his right foot out of the way. Pitch down and inside. It's 3-1. Also has 679 slugging percentage. His on-base percentage, 467. 3-1, and LeBlanc swings. It's a high fly ball to left. Burleson over to his right, and Cam's under it, makes the catch. A hard hit fly out and an unconventional 1-2-3. No runs, a hit, and nobody left on base for Jacksonville. It's stretch time here in downtown Memphis. Go to the bottom of your Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 3-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season. On April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th, fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or a small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
The ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
This is Campbell from Waterleaf Elementary. You are listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
Back at AutoZone Park for the bottom of the seventh inning. Matthew Kent returns to the mound. 71 pitches through six full innings. Alec Capel, the do-up here for the bottom of the seventh. A little stoppage in play as one of the schools that sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the warning track, left field line. They're making their way off the field. Now we're ready. Kent staring in. Likes the sign from Quintana. The first pitch to Burleson. He swings, lifts a little flare to left field. That's down for a base hit. Burleson, a big turn at first. Burnett throwing on the run, and Burleson slides in well ahead of the ball in from left field. And there's a leadoff double to get things started for the Redbirds here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That brings up Ivan Herrera. Again, this happened yesterday where the seventh inning was a little treacherous for the Jumbo Shrimp. They had a 7-2 lead. They proceeded to give up four runs, still had a 7-6 lead, and came away with an 8-6 win. But 7-2 is a lot more room for error than 3-1. As Ivan Herrera steps in, he's 1-for-2 today. Hard hit single and a hard hit ground out. Kent staring at Burleson. The pitch home to Herrera, and there's a pitch just missing inside for ball one. And Herrera does have a lot of power. Was with the Chiefs in 2019. He packed a lot of pop, and now time is called. Looked like something was wrong with Quintana, but he's okay. Now Herrera back into the box. Pitch clock starts. 11 seconds left. Burleson leads from second. Ken comes set on the hill. Glove right near his face. Spins and throws to second. And Brigman lays the tag on just a hair late. Burleson dives for the bag in desperation. One ball and no strikes on Herrera. There is activity. Pitch home. Fastball hits the outside edge for a called strike. That's 1-1. Let's see if we can see who it is. Looks to be Oscar Brazoban, and it is, number 27. The 1-1 home, Herrera swings, it's a little flare to center. Racing in is Miller and Blade. It falls in between both of them. Throw into second, Burleson advances to third. Herrera on with a single. Brings up Connor Campbell. Again, Brazoban is a righty. You have to think that this could be the last hitter that Kent sees because Mendoza and Deluzio are both righty swingers. You have Nootbaar coming up at the top of the order with nobody out. You wonder how long the leash is for Kent. He's at 75 pitches. He's pitched so well today. Runners at the corners, first pitch, the lefty Campbell swings, ground ball, past Brigman, outstretched glove out to right field, runner scores, thrown into second, behind Herrera, took a big turn, is late, so it's an RBI single for Campbell. It's now 3-2, and out comes Darren Brown, and that is all for Matthew Kent. He had a stellar outing today, nothing to hang his hat on. And the Jumbo Shrimp will go to Oscar Brazoban. We'll tell you more about Brazoban in just a moment. You're listening to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network presented by FIS. A pitching change here in the bottom of the seventh. Shrimp lead 3-2 over Memphis. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. Bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Dimnick Family Dealership. And the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
Back here at AutoZone Park, Huascar Brazoban, after a long meeting with manager Darren Brown, the entire infield, and Lorenzo Quintana, does toss a few warm-up pitches. And now we're ready. Brazoban will face Mendoza and DeLuzio before the lineup card turns back over. The last time out for Huascar Brazoban was Sunday, May 1st, the Charlotte finale. He's had two scoreless innings, allowing three hits, and he struck out five. Right now, he's inherited two runners, runners at first and second, with nobody out. It's Evan Mendoza who's hitless today. It's 3-2 Jacksonville. Holding another one-run lead, the pitch home, time called, and it looks like a pitch clock violation already. As Huascar Brazoban hasn't thrown a pitch, and there's ball one on Mendoza. Wasn't set before the 9 seconds left on the pitch clock. The 1-0 now, and Mendoza takes outside a fastball. It's 2-0. And this pitch clock, something that these guys have to get used to, as Darren Brown alluded to in the pregame show. Brazoban been called for now two violations. The 2-0 is a slider down out of the zone, sliding smother by Quintana. And two pitches into this at-bat, Brazoban is in danger of walking the bases loaded. Three balls and no strikes. Pitch home, and Mendoza takes inside for ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Brazoban comes out of the bullpen, doesn't throw a pitch. He's already called for a ball, and there's three pitches thrown. Four-pitch walk. Now the bases are loaded for Ben DeLuzio, and things going from bad to worse for the Jumbo Shrimp, who up until this point have played very well today. They're just one swing away from disaster. It was 3-1. Now it's 3-2, and the bases loaded. The pitch home to DeLuzio. He swings, ground ball. Diving stop by Sims, and everybody's safe. An RBI infield single for DeLuzio, and we're tied at three. And still nobody out. For Brazoban, and now Jeremy Powell out of the dugout. And again, Brazoban, this is not the first time he's worked into a lot of trouble. Has a 3.77 ERA this season. And so far, 14 and a third innings for Brazoban. ERA at 3.77. It's going to go up now, although that earned run is credited to Matthew Kent. But Brazoban allowing inherited runners to score. He's left 83% of runners on base. First pitch to the lefty, Nootbaar, bounces through, past Quintana, and another run scores, and the Redbirds now lead 4-3 here late in the game. A wild pitch by Brazoban, and now everything's starting to unravel. Everybody moves up one. Campbell scores, Mendoza to third, and DeLuzio to second. So now first base is open. And Huascar Brazoban really not providing any support. Things have just gotten worse. Well, now the infield comes in for Jacksonville. The 0-1-0. Fastball at 96 misses inside for ball two.
Six total pitches, just one strike for Brazoban, and that's just the ball in play by DeLuzia. He hasn't really sniffed the strike zone. Nootbaar swings. It's a high towering fly ball to right. Bladé is back. He looks up. And a grand slam for Lars Nootbaar. And now things have just become a complete disaster for the Jumbo Shrimp here in the seventh. Nootbaar shoots his first home run past the two porches out in right field. That one wasn't even close. Way out of here. And it's just an absolute disaster here in the seventh inning for the second day in a row for Jacksonville. A three-run home run makes it 7-3 as Kramer Robertson comes in, and another fastball misses the strike zone. So two strikes thrown by Brazoban, just the two balls hit this inning. Everything else has been not even close, the 1-0. Another fastball outside. Nine pitches, seven balls for Huascar Brazoban. Two balls and no strikes. Brazoban's pitch finally hits the strike zone. Outside corner, and it's 2-1. 10 pitches, three strikes. Brazoban's ERA now at 5.65 as Robertson swings and misses at a 2-1 pitch out of the strike zone. And it's 2-2. 10 hits for the Redbirds. 7 runs. 7 hits for Jacksonville. Just 3 runs. 2-2. Another bouncer in the dirt. Slider for ball three. A full count now. Brazoban was ahead. Now he's in danger of losing Robertson. Still nobody out here in the seventh. But Brazoban inheriting runners, allowing them all to score. The payoff pitch, and Robertson swings and misses. First down of the inning, that slider dropped off the table. Just the third strikeout. By the Jumbo Shrimp today, and Brazoban finally gets an out here in the seventh. That brings up Olin Gorman, who's 0-3. First pitch, and Brazoban paints a fastball in 97 on the outside corner. Call the strike, and it's 0-1. Oscar Rennie, the 0-1, and Gorman's behind home plate, and it's quickly 0-2. Brazoban set again from the first base side of the rubber, the 0-2, and Gorman waves and misses. Slider down in the dirt. Two great at-bats by Huascar Brazoban, and that's what you want to see. When a guy's having a tough outing, he's able to fight back and get two outs via the strikeout. Now, Brazoban has been pretty good this season. Just sometimes you never know which Brazoban's going to show up, but at least Huascar able to compose himself to get two strikeouts as Lucan Baker steps in, takes a fastball at 94 on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. And Brazoban pitching on 2 days rest out of the bullpen. The 0-1, and Baker swings late, spoils that pitch foul to the backstop, and it's quickly 0-2. Burleson started the inning. He's on deck, so 9 men have come to the plate for Memphis here in the seventh. The 0-2, and Baker takes a slider down and outside. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes the count now. The infielder's playing to pull on the left side. A 1-2 from Brazoban and a check swing by Baker. Did he go? No, he did not. An off-speed in the dirt. Two balls and 2 strikes the count now. Two-two. Baker swings late. It's a piece and fouls it off to the backstop. Evens the count. 2-2. And 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs in the inning and a 6-run inning for Memphis. The 2-2 from Brazoban, and Baker waves and misses. Three punch outs after and hits, but Brazoban finally gets the Jumbo Shrimp out of the inning. Six runs cross the plate on five hits. No errors committed. And the bases left empty. Nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. Jacksonville now behind 7-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774, or David at jackshrimp.com.
Back here for the top of the eighth. Not a lot of time left for Jacksonville as they surrendered a six-run inning to the Redbirds. And they now trail 7-3. Kyle Ryan out on the mound, facing the bottom third of the order, starting with Norel Gonzalez, the first pitch home. Gonzalez takes a fastball outside. The count is 1-0. That home run by Nootbaar, 106 miles per hour off the bat, 455 feet. Seven runs, 10 hits for Memphis, no errors. Swings and it's a pop-up hitting off the roof just up on top of the press box, and it's 1-1. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Jacksonville. Ryan ready. 1-1. And Gonzalez takes a pitch. Just misses inside for ball two. And Jacksonville not helping themselves out. They're 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And eventually that's going to come back to haunt you, as it did in the seventh inning. The 2-1 to Gonzalez. He swings. It's a pop-up. Right side of the infield. Baker has it in his sights. The first baseman makes the catch right behind the first base bag. And Jacksonville's down to their final five outs here. And brings up Bryson Brigman. Brigman 0-for-3 today. Swings, it's a bullet. Back up the middle. Passed and under the glove of Gorman. That's out to center field. And eventually you had to think Brigman was going to get a base hit. He's been having the ball jump off his bat today. And he finally gets one. And that was right hit at Nolan Gorman, who was shifted up the middle. But it just skipped under his glove and went out to center field. So Brigman gets his first hit today. He's 1-for-4. And that brings up Demetrius Sims, who's 1-for-3. And he singled in his last at-bat in the sixth inning. Ryan in the stretch. The lefty deals the first pitch, and Sims squaring to bunt, pulls back as that pitch misses inside the ball one. Kyle Ryan, 22 pitches, 11 strikes. Jacksonville just getting out hit by two, but they're being outscored by four. It's 7-3. The 1-0, and Sims swings hard at a fastball to Leonard's, comes up empty, and it's one ball and a strike. Over the past 16 games, Jacksonville's won 12 of them. 1-1. Sims hits a weak ground ball left side. Robertson at third. DeGorman at second for one. Relay to first. Not in time. And Sims beats out the play down the line. A 5-4 fielder's choice keeps the inning alive. Back to the top of the order for Jacksonville, Brian Miller, who's 1-for-3 today. He's been on base twice, doubled in his last AB. The first pitch, Miller checks his swing. Breaking ball down and away. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Pickoff move to first, and Sims is back safely on the bag. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 gone in the inning. Helicopter hovering overhead. 7-3, Redbirds lead after their 6-run seventh inning. A pitch home to Miller, and Brian Miller takes an off-speed pinch that runs just off the inside edge. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Take a look at the Miami Marlins affiliate scoreboard. Kyle Ryan set the 2-0. Miller swings. It's a ground ball foul into the first base Jumbo Shrimp dugout. Marlins trail the D-backs 6-5, bottom of the seventh. Jumbo Shrimp trail the Memphis Redbirds 7-3 in the eighth inning. Double-A Southern League, Pensacola and Mississippi at 7:35 Eastern tonight. The 2-1. Miller swings. It's another hot shot foul on the ground down the first base line. Count holds at 2-2. High A Midwest League, the Beloit Skycar. 6:05 Eastern first pitch with the Great Lakes Loons on the road. And the low A Florida State League, the Jupiter Hammerheads. 7:05 first pitch with the Daytona Tortugas. Ryan ready again. The 2-2. And that pitch rings up. Miller looking. A breaking ball in the outside corner. First strike 3. For Ryan, that's his first strikeout, and that is the 7th overall punch-out for the Redbirds. A quiet inning for Jacksonville. No runs, a hit, and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Jacksonville trailing Memphis by a mountain, 7-3, on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
Bottom of the 8th here in Memphis. Oscar Brazoban continues on the mound. He'll face the top of the order. And Burleson. First pitch ground ball to the right side. Brigman has it and throws on to first for a 4-3 ground out. 5-6-7 in the order. Burleson, Herrera, and Connor Capel. In a 6-run inning is the difference right now. It was all Jacksonville leading 3-1 until that disastrous seventh inning where Nine hitters came to the plate. They scored six runs on five hits and a wild pitch. Gives Memphis now a 7-3 lead late in the game. Jacksonville just down to their final three outs in the top of the ninth. The pitch to Herrera. A fastball down and away for ball one. Infield and outfield straight away for Herrera. 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles. And he swings at the 1-0. It's a hard ground ball right side. Brigman fields at second. Throws on to first. And there's quickly out number two in the inning. Lefty swinger Connor Capel to the plate, 1-for-3. Thanks to first pitch fastball, 98 miles per hour, down and away for ball one. That's off the rocket arm of Brazoban. 26 total pitches for Brazoban. The 1-0 home, and a fastball hitters for a strike to Capel. It's 1-1. 2 outs in the inning. One ball, one strike pitch home, and that slider misses down and inside. 2 balls and a strike now on Connor Capel. There is a righty tossing in the bullpen for Memphis, so number 39. Pitch home, and that one catches the bottom part of the zone outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. A little change up by Brazoban, still at 90 miles per hour. So Zach Thompson going in the bullpen. The 2-2. And Capel swings. It's a weak ground ball. Back to Brazoban. Tosses from the mound a little lollipop. But it beats Capel to the bag. A 1-2-3 inning for Brazoban. Jacksonville has 3 outs to tie or take the lead. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on base in the Memphis Redbirds half of the 8th inning. We go to the 9th. Last chance for Jacksonville, trailing 7-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Star Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, 5-star Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their 5-star credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 946.
Whether you're getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville infielder Charles LeBlanc. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to the top of the ninth. 3 outs for Jacksonville to play with. They trail by 4. They need 4 to tie and at least force the bottom of the ninth. And they need 5 to take the lead. It'll be the 2-3-4 hitters in the order. Peyton Burdick, Lewin Diaz, and Lorenzo Quintana to get things started. Junior Fernandez, the new pitcher on the mound for Memphis. Ratty deals the first pitch to Burdick as a changeup low below the knees for ball one. 7 runs on 10 hits for Memphis. 3 runs on 8 hits for Jacksonville. Kyle Ryan's day is over after 2 scoreless innings, just 2 hits and a strikeout on his line. 1-0, Burnick swings, gets a little pop-up the other way to the right side. That one carries to the right field berm. A long strike, and it's 1-1 on Burdick. Today, Payton 0-3. Been on base twice with a fielder's choice and a walk. Hernandez, the righty, kicks and deals the 1-1, and Burnick takes another slider down and away. 2 balls and a strike on Burnick. Fernandez, a 6-3. Santo Domingo Centro in the Dominican Republic. Signed with St. Louis in 2014. The 2-1 home, Burnick swings, it's a hot shot back up the middle and through to center field. It's a good way to start off the ninth inning for the Jumbo Shrimp, a hard hit single by Peyton Burdick, and now Lewin Diaz coming to the plate. Lewin Diaz today, he's 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts, a walk, came around to score in the fifth inning, and then he grounded out, unassisted to the first baseman in the sixth inning. Peyton Burdick leads from first. Jumbo Shrimp trail by 4. First pitch to Diaz, and he takes a fastball at 99. The outside corner. That's count as 0-1. Hernandez ready. Holding that rocket of a right arm in his glove. The 0-1, and Diaz swings. It's a little pop-up foul to the left side. That's over the roof and out of play. And it's quickly 0-2. Another fastball at 99 from Junior Fernandez, and it almost looks effortless on the mound. 10 runs, 19 hits between the two teams. The 0-2. That fastball again at 99, high and away. Good take by Diaz. 1-2 the count. Fernandez set again. Ronnie deals the 1-2, and that changeup in the dirt, taken by Diaz. 2-2. Speed is all relative. Changeup still at 91 miles per hour. Still fast. Diaz, high ball hitter, doesn't really hit them on a line. The 2-2, he swings and gets a piece of it, fouls it to the backstop, stays alive. 2-2. And 40% of his batted balls are hit either on the ground, and 42% of them are hit in the air. Big pull hitter. He pulls 47% of his balls to right field. A 2-2. Diaz swings, goes the opposite way, hits a little flare to left field. That one is falling in foul territory right in front of Kramer Robertson and Alec Burleson, the two men converging on it, but just couldn't get there. 2-2 still on Lewin Diaz. He hits 31% of his batted balls the opposite way. That's why the infield is shifting to pull on Diaz, even with a runner on. Hernandez sent again. 2-2. Another fastball. This time hits triple digits at 100. It's taken below the zone at 3-2. A lot of people say 90 to 94, you can see the seams. 95 to 97 looks like a white dot, and 100 looks like a blur. 3-2, and Diaz swings and misses. Another fastball at 99 on the outside corner. And now the Jumbo Shrimp are down to their final 2 outs of the inning. First strikeout by Fernandez, the 8th punch-out today by Memphis Redbirds pitching. Now it's time for Lorenzo Quintana, who's 2-3 with a 2-run home run and a single on his line. A First pitch to Quintana. Slider at 89, taken down and away for ball one. A look around the International League scoreboard. Worcester 7-1 winners over Toledo. Jacksonville trailing Memphis 7-3 here in Memphis. Tenville 1-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Hernandez ready, the 1-0. Quintana swings, ground ball left side. Mendoza at short to second for one. On to first. And there's a 6-4-3 game-ending double play. And the Redbirds come away with the victory here in game two of this six-game series. Totals coming up next, followed by Shrimp Wrap on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp, presented by Budweiser.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville third baseman Joe Dunand, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2 for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Fortes. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to AutoZone Park. It's time to give you the totals in this one. Kyle Ryan takes the win. Memphis, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. 3 men left on base. Jacksonville, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 10 men left on base. Game took 2 hours and 22 minutes. First pitch at 12:05. Final out made at 2:27 in front of a crowd of 3,016. 80-degree weather, beautiful day for baseball But it ends, unfortunately, with a Jumbo Shrimp loss. Jacksonville falls to 14 and 12, rather. Memphis improves to 15 and 11. The winner in this one, Kyle Ryan. Matthew Kent takes the loss. And for Ryan, he improves to 1-0. Kent falls to 1-2 on the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for Shrimp Wrap here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, which, again, is powered by FIS. Again, Memphis winner 7-3 over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp in game 2 of this series. We'll take a break. When we come back, Shrimp Wrap starts next on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our tops meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally, a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or David at jackshrimp.com.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Another exciting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's ball game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Matt Davis.
Welcome back to AutoZone Park, the start of Shrimp Wrap. Matt Davis with you again. The Jumbo Shrimp fall to the Memphis Redbirds this afternoon by a score of 7-3. Kyle Ryan takes the win. He improves to 1-0 on the season. Matthew Ken falls to 1-2 despite a fabulous outing for him. Matthew Kent's final line, 6 innings pitched, 8 hits allowed, 4 runs, although they were inherited runners. Oscar Brazoban did allow 2 runners. Kent finished with no walks and 2 strikeouts. Brazoban blows his second save opportunity of the season. 3 runs allowed on 2 hits. He walked 1, struck out 3. That was a tough 7th inning for the Jumbo Shrimp. The second tough 7th inning in a row. But again, had they been able to push more runs across, maybe a different story. Instead, a 7-3 loss. But let's tell you how we got here. Jacksonville, as opposed to yesterday, got on the board first with 2 runs. It was Brian Miller leading off the game with a walk. 2 outs, followed with Peyton Burdick and Lewin Diaz before Lorenzo Quintana blasted a solo home run. And 2-run home run, excuse me, Quintana. That was his 6th of the season. And for Jacksonville overall, that was their 36th home run in 2022. The score stayed 2-0 until the bottom of the third inning when Memphis was able to push 1 run across. and was a ground out by Mendoza to start. Ben DeLuzio singled, then stole second. After Nootbaar struck out, Kramer Robertson doubled to score DeLuzio for the 2-1 deficit. In the fifth inning, Jacksonville added one more. In the fifth inning, Diaz walked with one out. After a flyout by Quintana, J.J. Bleda singled, allowing Diaz to go to third. LeBlanc followed with a two-out RBI double to make it 3-1, and the score stayed 3-1 until a six-run bottom of the seventh inning for Memphis. That included nine batters sent to the plate, six runs on five hits with a walk. Brazoban struck out the final three hitters of that inning, but it was just a little too late, as before then he allowed one walk. He issued, of those five hits, three of them belonged to Brazoban. Three runs belonged to Matthew Kent, who allowed the first two men to the plate. They scored during that inning when Brazoban came to the mound. So Brazoban only got charged with three runs, but he was more or less all six of them scored with Brazoban on the mound. But the loss goes to Matt. Game went. Shutout innings in the eighth and the ninth for Jacksonville. They couldn't figure out a way to get runs across the plate. They fall 7-3 in 2 hours and 22 minutes. The series even 1-1 with the Memphis Redbirds. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look around the Miami Marlins organization. We'll also take a look at the AAA International League scoreboard, and we'll preview tomorrow's broadcast. All that coming up next on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to By FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
Welcome back to Shrimp Wrap here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network. It's now time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll take a look at the Miami Marlins affiliate scoreboard from top to bottom. Right now, Miami trails Arizona 6-5 in Miami. That game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Triple-A affiliate, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp right here, fall to the Memphis Redbirds 7-3. In the Southern League, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos have a first pitch with the Mississippi Braves at 7:35 Eastern tonight. The Beloit Skycart in the Midwest League, the High A affiliate to Miami, have a first pitch with the Great Lakes Loons at 6:05 Eastern. And the Low A Florida State League, the Jupiter Hammerheads, have a first pitch with the Daytona Tortugas at 7:05 Eastern. A look around the International League, couple of finals, games in progress, and more action tonight. Worcester beats Toledo 7-1. Jacksonville falls to Memphis 7-3. Bottom of the eighth, Indianapolis trails Louisville 1-0. Games later on tonight, Buffalo and Durham have a doubleheader. First pitch in Game 1 at 5:30 Eastern. Game 2 will start 30 minutes after Game 1. 6:35 Eastern, the Syracuse Mets hosting the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Again, that game at 6:35 Eastern. 7:05, the Gwinnett Stripers hosting the Charlotte Knights. At 7:35 Eastern, the Omaha Storm Chasers host the Columbus Clippers. The Nashville Sounds host the Norfolk Tides. And at 7:37, the St. Paul Saints host the Iowa Cubs. One game washed out, the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders will take on the Rochester Red Wings. It was supposed to be today, but they were washed out. The makeup date scheduled for May 7th, so they'll play a doubleheader May 7th. Previewing tomorrow's broadcast, first pitch, no more day games this week, except for Sunday with a 2:05 first pitch, but the majority of this series will now be regularly scheduled night contests. Well, first pitch tomorrow, 7:45 Eastern, 6:45 Central. It'll be Daniel Castano taking on Matthew Liberatore. Highly touted matchup. Liberatore, one of the top prospects in the Cardinal system, and he'll be facing the Jumbo Shrimp for the first time this season. Castano, no decisions with an 11.57 ERA. Liberatore, 3-2 with a 3.18 ERA. Two lefties going at it tomorrow. First pitch at 7:45 Eastern. The Central time, 6:45, with the pregame show Shrimp on Deck starting promptly at 6:30 on ESPN 690. That'll do it for us here on this edition of Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. For Scott Kornberg, our fantastic studio producers, Zach Miles and Casey Kearns, the entire Jumbo Shrimp front office, I am Matt Davis signing off. It is 2:44 Central Time, 3:44 Eastern. Have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon from downtown Memphis, Tennessee. We'll talk with you all tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN 690. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, John Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit... Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.